A shipwreck is old enough. Part or all of the sunken vessel may be buried in silt beneath the seabed. In such cases, marine archaeologists bring out the big guns. Ground-penetrating radar, which can see what lies below. And sometimes the results are astounding. I want you to meet David Fasthold and Ron Wyatt. David is an American shipwreck specialist. Ron is an archaeologist. Together they stand on the verge of uncloaking a mystery that has fascinated, yet utterly frustrated previous investigators. And the key to discovering the fate of this particular sunken ship is subsurface radar. Their team of explorers, breathless with anticipation, studies the radar surveys of the site. "Look," an excited somebody says, pointing to an area. It's about 82 feet from the stern, where they can see the remains of the ship, where the radar image is so crystal clear down there that they can count the floorboards on the deck between the bulkheads. For our right now high-tech times comprise a golden age of discovery. For centuries, in many instances, the sea has guarded her ill-gotten gain, but diver explorers, assisted by the subtlest sensing equipment, are taking back riches and precious remnants of history that have eluded their seekers in generations past. In the South China Sea, for example, shipwrecks 1,000 years old are currently yielding tons of artifacts. Ceramic stoneware, earthenware, bowls and plates and bronze mirrors and containers, gold and silver jewelry, ingots and coins, the envy of museums throughout the world. Now, until recently, the oldest recorded shipwreck found by adventurer Peter Throckmorton near Cape Caledonia, dated back to the Bronze Age, 1,400 years before Christ. But the remains of the vessel investigated by David Fasthold and his team, they are older still. For as the astonished scientists pored over the data from ground-penetrating radar in 1994, field archaeologist Ron Wyatt made an extraordinary discovery of his own. Huge stones near the site, stones with holes hand-carved near the ends, drogue stones they were called, as ancient mariners dragged them behind the ships for greater stability in high seas. Now, carbon dating is not complete. Excavation has barely begun. But Saleh Baratuntan, chief geologist at Ataturk University, believes that incredible man-made vessel, now fossilized, may be tens of thousands of years old, and more is precisely what it appears to be. The ship's measurements are close enough, 558 feet by 148 feet, roughly what ancient texts suggest. And yes, I do mean to say that the final resting place of that formidable vessel, at an inexplicable altitude of some 7,500 feet in the mountains, near the bone-dry border of Turkey and Iran, further suggests a fantastic voyage, which until now many believed never happened. A mission of survival made possible by an enormous craft, which was at the very least ahead of its maritime. Since you were small, you have heard it called Noah's Ark. Well, now you know the rest of the story.